It is one of our review extra specials, and back from Glastonbury, Neil Atkinson has subjected us to the torture of Euro 2004. I thought, just when I thought I was out, he's very much pulled me back in. For me, fellas, it's a miserable tournament of football. Well, I mean, maybe something on it. I mean, it is bad.
I think that there's... I really enjoyed... So we're not going to talk about this game. We're going to talk about a couple of games and into the quarters, but I actually really enjoyed Austria-Turkey. I thought it was at least exciting and it had back and forth. And you could see that there were proper patterns of play. I think we've ended up subjecting ourselves. I'm not just taking the sole responsibility. I did give options, but subjecting ourselves to one particularly poor game, but one particularly poor advert for the international game. And I think that's the funny thing about this tournament. And there's been what I've caught before being away and now being back. There's been some games that I think have been really good adverts for international football. Again, Turkey versus Georgia being a really good example of it early on, where it is different. And that idea that someone can just turn up with a bit of a tactical surprise or with players you've not quite heard of, mainly through your own ignorance these days, but still an element of that in there, and that's the best bits. The worst bit is when you're watching players be used in a way where you just know they're much better than this. And that's where, and when games are just turgid. And I do sort of worry that as the tournament wears on, the turgid games are going to be more and more prominent, because there is this idea, I think, from a few of the bigger sides, or the bigger nations, the more classic nations, that they just need to turn up, keep it tight and get a moment of magic. And I think that that's how a lot of these sides are sort of setting themselves up, and that's what you're having to see and put up with.
There's a bit of nostalgia as well, in that I think when you go back and look at previous tournaments, there's not as many goals per games as you remember the excitement levels potentially being. And I also think if you go back maybe 15 years plus, there was a bit of a golden era, especially in the World Cups, but even across the Euros, where you had some ridiculous talent competing against each other. Like at one point you would have Ronaldo, Rivaldo, Zidane, Nedved of the Czech Republic. Like, just outrageous talent. You look at, you know, you even look across the Italy team, some of the talent they had, and Pirlo and people like this. So you had a little bit of, even if the games themselves weren't what you would want them to be as classics, you had some absolute world-class elite talent that you might not even see that regularly. It's probably an element that everyone's a bit footballed out, and the way that club football has improved and developed, it's probably overtaken international football over the last 20 years.